And good morning.
Morning. Morning. 大家早安.
Yeah, that song is calling us to come and rejoice.
那首刚才所唱的那首歌就是呼唤我们来一起欢欣快乐.
So when we come together as a body of believers,
所以当我们是以一群信徒的肢体一起聚集,
let's say we rejoice.
让我们一起说我们一起欢喜. Yes.
We rejoice.
我们一同欢喜.
We rejoice in Christ our Savior. Amen.
我们一同欢喜是我们基督耶稣我们的救主.
All right. I am just honored and glad to be here this morning with you all.
我今天早上很开心也是很开心在这里.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's good. You too?
Yeah.
Okay, good. You know, there's a comic strip that has two children talking with one another.
So, 我看到一幅小漫画，小的图画。 然后呢, 这图画是两个小孩子在互相对话。
And one, the girl was standing with her arms folded with a kind of like a mad face, you know.
然后那个小女孩呢, 是站在一旁, 然后呢, 两手插在胸口, 就是那种, right. 脸上是有点不满, yeah. 不悦的那种感觉。
And you see, you know how I look in the morning sometimes.
就像他每天早上起来的样子。你说我。
你。 And so the other child says to her.
所以另外一个小孩子就跟这个生气的女孩子说,
Lucy, you need to be more loving.
他就跟Lucy，他说Lucy，你需要。 更懂一些会去怎么爱。
The world really needs more love.
我们这个世界真的很需要更多的爱。
And she turns around and knocks him to the ground.
所以他转过来就一巴掌啪下去。
And she says, look, blockhead.
说你这猪头你听一下啊。
She says, I love the world.
我很爱这世界。
I just can't stand the people.
但是我所受不了的是世界里面的人。
Right? Do you guys relate with that sometimes?
你们有没有这种感觉有的时候? Huh?
It's the people.
就是那些人。
That make life sometimes hard.
导致有的时候生活上很麻烦。
Amen. Amen. Big amen that, right? So let me flip this and I'd like to ask our church a question.
所以我相反的转过来，我想问我们教会一个问题：
Is it possible to love God and be devoted to Jesus?
有没有可能是你是爱神的，然后你也是对耶稣基督完全的付出？
And yet, not love people.
但是同时你不爱人。
Is it possible to love God and be devoted to Jesus and not love people? Yes or no?
有没有可能就是你爱神,
some no,
你也,
I see some yeses.
你也爱基督。
Someone in the same family, like someone was no, and then you know, someone was yes.
但是你不爱人, 有没有, 有没有这样子的,
What do you guys think?
Yeah. 你们觉得呢?
Okay, so or someone says no.
Yes.
But it could be yes. Let me ask it a different way that can help us.
我换一种方式来问, 让来帮助我们继续想这个问题。
Is there a danger that exists in the church?
现在教会有没有处在一种危机?
Where we can love God and draw near to God, and is there a danger that exists where we do not draw near and love people? Is there a danger that exists?
所以我们在教会里面，然后呢，我们想要亲近神，然后我们想要越来越接近耶稣的爱，但是同时在教会处在一种危机，就是我们并不想与人之间有任何的亲近接触。
You see, the danger does exist. The answer is yes. I'm not trying to trick you.
所以答案说实在话是是的。 这个危机是存在的。
And I think you know that.
然后我相信大家在这里都心知肚明。
There's a danger that exists where we desire to draw near to God, but we have a problem with people.
教会的危机就是，对，我们大家都有那种想要靠近神、想要爱神的心，但是我们没对人与人之间那个接近的心，并没有。
The very heart of God that I want to bring to you this morning.
但是呢，今天早上我想要把神最基本的心意告诉你们。
For what God has designed for His people.
神对他的人、他的子民所有的设计呢？
Is that as we are loving Him,
就是当我们在去爱他的时候，
we are simultaneously loving others.
我们也在同时是要去爱我们周边的人。
Now that's God's heart.
那是神的心意。
And He goes so far to say,
然后神甚至说呢，
that if you do not demonstrate your love for your brothers and sisters.
神甚至去说，假如你对你弟兄姐妹的爱你不去表现出来的话，
you cannot say that you love me.
你就没有办法说你爱我。
In fact, he says, if anyone says that I love God,
甚至他这样说，假如任何人说我爱上帝，
and yet hates his brother,
但是同时呢憎恨他的弟兄
or sister,
或者姐妹，
he's a liar.
这个人是个骗子。
So unless you are able to demonstrate this love for brothers and sisters,
所以除非你能把你对弟兄姐妹的爱表现出来，
It is something to examine for ourselves. How can we say we love God?
我们要怎么样审查我们自己呢？
When we think about the church that we are looking at in Corinth,
所以我们当我们在想说教会，就是圣经在看的现在这个哥林多的这个教会，
It is a church that from the looks of it,
他们是一个教会，表面上看起来呢，
they are doing all the activities of a church.
他们在表面上看起来就像是在做一个，在运行一个教会该运行该做的事。
They are doing all the normal church activities that you would expect.
他们所做的事情就是你觉得教会该做的事情，他们都有做。
And yet somehow they missed on something.
但是同时他们也忽略了一些事情。
You can say that they were all part of the same church.
你可以说这些在那个教会里面，他们都是同一个教会的人。
They would do the activities that you would expect to see.
他们所做的教会的活动都是教会该做的活动。
They were there for God.
他们在那里是为着神。
But they were missing something.
但是他们同时也忽略了一个。
Because they weren't there for one another.
因为他们在教会不是为了彼此而存在那教会。
You see,there is a danger that exists.
所以要让你们知道，现在有一个危机。
That people come to be part of a church.
人来呢，来参加这个教会，来成为这个教会的一份子。
And you come to have an experience of God.
你来这里是要来这里经历神。
You come for God.
你是为了神而来。
But you do not come for one another.
但是你不是为了你的弟兄姊妹而来。
Do you see how that can exist, the danger of that?
大家看得到这个危机吗？
God is more and more displayed when the church learns more and more to love.
当一个教会越来越学习怎么去爱，神就越来越被彰显出来。
I'll say that again. God is more and more displayed when the church learns more and more to love.
当一个教会越来越懂得如何去爱，神就越来越被这个教会彰显出来。
If we truly growin understanding God's love for us.
假如我们是真正的成长，然后越来越去了解神对我们的爱的话呢，
it will flow into the lives of others.
那就自然而然会从我们这里流出到别人的身上。
Meaning, the more you receive and understand God's love for you,
这个的意思就是你假如越来越得到神对你的爱，你也越来越了解这个神的爱是怎么样的爱。
It is only natural for that love to flow out of you onto others. Amen.
自然而然的，这个爱就要从我们的身上流出来到别人的身上。
We talked about this before when Jesus teaches us to pray.
我们以前 讨论到这个主题，就是当耶稣基督在教导我们如何祷告的时候。
Lord, forgive us our sins as we forgive those who have sinned against us.
他的祷告就是神啊，请你原谅我的罪，就像我赦免别人对我的罪。
To be able to sit before God and confess.
那种能够坐在神的面前，在神的面前，然后，认罪。
Okay, that's good. And see God's and experience God's love over you.
然后就在神的面前认罪，真正感受到神对你的这种赦免。
Allows me to simultaneously.Forgive then those who have sinned against me.
当你感受到神的这个赦免，你在同时自然而然就会懂得怎么去赦免你周遭的人。
So the more we understand God's love for me,
所以你越懂得神对你自己，对我自己的爱，
the more His love flows through you.
你的他的爱就会越来越自然的从你身上 流出去。
This church that we are studying,
我们现在在学的，我们现在在看的这个教会呢，
they look like they're doing all the right church activities.
他们看起来做的都是根本正确的教会的行为。
But they were missing biblical love.
但是他们所缺乏的是圣经上所描述的爱。
If you had a chance to talk with them,
假如我们有机会能够跟他们聊天的话呢，
you would hear that they are part of that church because they love God.
他们会跟你说，他们是那个教会的成员，因为他们是爱神的。
You would hear from their lips that they love Jesus.
他们会清清楚楚以他们嘴巴跟你说他们爱基督耶稣。
And if you ask them, do you love others in the church,
但是你假如问他们说你们互相彼此相爱吗？
They would say yes.
他们会 yeah.
Yeah. We have love.
他会说对，我们有爱。
Yeah, you have your version of love.
对，你们有你们那种自己的版本的爱。
But you are not showing biblical love.
但是你们所自己的版本的爱不是圣经上所描述的爱。
Something for us as a church to be on guard for.
所以我们这个教会，这个是我们要有点提防，要 有所提防的。
Is if we are busy with the activities of church and yet we are missing biblical love.
就是当我们在 注重忙着教会的活动、教会的事情，我们有可能会忽略掉那个圣经所描述的爱。
So, what is biblical love?
那圣经所描述的爱是什么呢？
We see it here in 1 Corinthians 12, verse 4.
在哥林多前书第十
Sir.
13. What did I just say? 12. Yeah, 13.
Okay, verse 4.
第四节.
How about we just read it all together, okay?
Let's engage.
Okay, we'll read it in English and then in Chinese.
我们先以英文一起读，然后再用中文跟我一起读。
Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful.
Okay, 中文跟我一起来，第四节。爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈。爱是不嫉妒，爱是不自夸，不张狂，不做害羞的事，不求自己的益处，不轻易发怒，不计算人的恶。
Usually when I prepare for giving you God's word,
通常当我在 you know, 准备跟你们分享神的话的时候，
I ask God, please let me understand this first.
我一直都是先求神啊，先让我了解你的话语。
Let me not just understand the original language.
不要让我只是去读哦，原文是怎么写的。
Let me not just understand in intellect what this means.
哦，也不要让我就是单单以智慧的方式来。了解你的话在说。
But I ask God to pierce me through His Holy Spirit.
但是我永远都是求神用他的圣灵来穿透我的。
What He wants to show about me.
然后我向他求他的心意向我显现。
And I gotta just be honest with you. I have to level with you.
但是我得诚实地跟你们说
，The last few weeks in this text was so hard.
过去几周呢，我们现在读的这个哥林多前书呢，其实是一件是非常困难的一些章节。
Many of us have read this hundreds of times.
我们很多人已经读过这一本经文很多遍了。
But wow, did the Holy Spirit just pierce me to the core?
但是哇塞，你知道，圣灵就是让我了解到，
也了解到 ，right? Yeah. It just 刺到我心里。
对啊，让你。
Yeah, it just went in deep, and I was confessing so much and just asking for forgiveness and help.
我深深刻刻了解到了，所以我就向神祈求他的怜悯，他的原谅，然后也求他来帮助我。
I'll share with you one thing that I took away myself. This is just for me.
那我让我现在来跟你们分享一件我自己得到的一件事情。
And I think you'll be able to see it as I preach through the text.
然后也我相信你们也当我在跟你分享，然后我在继续讲的时候，你们也会了解到。
The more willing I am to lay down my life.
当我越来越愿意把我自己的生命献上
，the more I am able to display God's love，
我就越有那个能力来彰显神的爱。
And I really believe.
啊，我真的是全心全意的相信。
If we as a church, the more willing we are to lay down our lives.
我全心全意相信，就是我们这整个教会，当我们越来越愿意每个人把我们自己的生命真正的摆上摆下来，
the more Christ will be displayed in us.
我们的教会就可以更有能力去彰显出耶稣基督的样式。
Jesus laid down his life for us. That's what the scripture says.
经上所写的，耶稣基督他把他自己的生命摆下是为了我们。
And we ought to lay down our lives for one another.
所以我们应该也理所当然的把我们自己的生命摆上摆下，为了我们周边的弟兄姐妹。
This is not, as Pastor James said last week, this is not a goal for us to humanly accomplish.
就像我们范牧师上星期所讲了，这个东西不是一个目标，让我们以人的方式去呈现或去达到的。
Because even those without Christ are able to lay down your life in some way. For
因为你去看那些不信的人，没有基督人，世上的人，他们在某个程度上，他们也能够把他们自己的生命摆上。
But I'm talking about completely being won over by the love of God.
但是我在这里所想要呈现的是，我们是完完全全的以合一的方式是在被神的爱所造就的。
So that as Paul prayed, if we understood the love of God over us,
就像保罗所祷告，当我们完完全全了解说神的爱是如何盖造我们的，
the more we are moved by Jesus who laid his life down for us,
我们就会越来越被神基督耶稣为了我们所摆上生命这件事情所受到越大的感动。
So that from the inside, that change on the inside will lead us to lay down our life for one another.
然后这个感动就会让我们从心里面由衷的来改变，然后让我们导致我们会为其他的人摆上我们的生
命。 So we're not talking about a human made goal.
所以我们在这里不是讲说以人的方式来制造的目标。
When the Holy Spirit can have a supernatural work on each of us,
当圣灵可以有那种超自然在你身上动工的时候，
and we lay our life down for one another,
然后在同时我们把我们生命摆上，
Wow, God will be on display.
那你能想象神是如何的那时候被彰显？
So let's just get into the word. Okay, let's just get here.
那我们现在来到神的话语里面。
Last week, Pastor James already even talked about love is patient.
上个星期我们范牧师已经说过爱是有耐心。
Let's start this morning with what love is not.
那我们今天早上换个角度来看，我们来说爱什么东西不是爱。
Yes. Love does not envy.
I 是不嫉妒。
Oh, 不嫉妒。
Yeah.
Okay, love does not envy. The original word for envy or jealousy in some translations.
所以原文中当他们怎么叙述羡慕或嫉妒，
it actually has both a positive and a negative connotation. It could be used positively or negatively.
那这个原文的用法，其实你可以用正面的方式或负面的方式去用这个字。
Because the simple meaning to this word in the original version is to eagerly desire.
因为在原文真正它的意思是，这个字眼的意思是很 eagerly desire.
非常
非常想要。
Yeah, that's right.
非常想要的欲望。
And all of us eagerly desire things. Yeah.
所以我们大家都有非常想要或者的欲望。
And you eagerly, you eagerly, blah, 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 I can't speak. I'm speaking in tongues this morning. You all eagerly desire. That's not real tongues. You all eagerly desire good things.
大家都非常，我们大家都非常渴慕那些好的事情。
And you eagerly desire some not so good things.
但是同时我们有时候也会非常渴慕 想要一些那种不太好的事情。
When this word is used for envy, it's used in the negative sense.
所以当这个字眼用来形容羡慕的时候呢，它是一种负面的表现。
Because when people are together,
因为当人同在一起的时候，
there is almost a natural phenomenon that happens.
好像很自然而然有一种事，有一种情况就会发生。
And it's happened from the beginning.
从起初
，since sin entered the picture.
从起初当罪恶进入到人的生命中。
Anytime people gather together,
每当人聚在一起的时候
，this thing happens.
有一种奇怪的事情就会发生。
It's when we are gathered together, we compare.
当我们聚在一起的时候，我们就会比较。
We compare ourselves with others.
我们会把自己跟别人互相比较。
It's natural in the heart of man.
这个在人的心里面是一种很自然的事情。
And so I need to let you know first that envy, jealousy begins inside.
所以第一点你们要了解是羡慕与嫉妒是从心里面开始。
And envy and jealousy begin inside when we are together and we compare ourselves to others.
羡慕与嫉妒从心里开始，当我们聚在一起，然后我们开始与别人比较的时候。
When I see others,
当我看到别人的时候，
I automatically think, how are they better than me?
我很自然而然有时候就会去想说，他们到底比我哪里好？
When I see what others have,
当我去看到别人所拥有的东西的时候，
I want what others have. Yeah.
我往往会去想要他们所拥有的东西。
When we see the strength of others,
当我们看到别人的强项的长处的时候，
we compare our strengths with others' strengths.
我们往往把自己的强项跟别人强项喜欢来比较一下。
So that when we even see the gifts that God has given to others,
所以导致上当有的时候当我们看到别人身上有神给 的恩赐，
We compare the gifts that God has given to me,
我们既然会把去比较神所给我的恩赐，
And I want to compare that with the gifts that God has rightfully given others.
然后我会喜欢把我自己这恩赐去跟别人的那些恩赐比较。
When we are always comparing ourselves,
当我们一直在这样比较 的情况下呢，
would you say amen with me that it's exhausting?
你们会觉得这样其实真的是导致心里面很累，很精疲力尽的感觉。
When the tendency is to always compare,
当你一直在比较，一直在比较的时候，
it is so tiring.
是不是很累？
Because you are unable to see the good in others.
因为在你在比较的时候，你就无法去，你就盲目到没办法去看到人家的好。
Because you're always comparing the good in others to yourself.
因为在比较的时候，你就是把别人的好跟你自己的好一直在比较。
And at the end of the day,
然后到最后呢，
what it's really revealing.
所表现出来的是什么？
Is in your heart,
在你的心里面，
it's always about yourself.
永远都是 自己跟自己有什么关系。
There is a church on the East Coast.
所以在美国东岸呢有个教会。
And there were two women in the church.
教会里面有两个女人。
Not only two women, but right there.
不是只有两个女人。
The whole church.
有两个。
And but there's two women who struggled in their marriage in their respective marriages to get pregnant.
这两位女士呢，她们在她们的婚姻当中，她们都与不孕是一个问题。
And they were very vulnerable and open with it to the church so that and they believe that the brothers and sisters can pray for them.
所以他们很自然而然来到教会的面前，让教会的弟兄姐妹们为他们的不孕这件事情而祷告。
So the church's prayer meeting is always praying for these two women.
所以教会的祷告会常常都是在为这两位女士祷告。
And these two women actually, they're sisters in Christ, and so they were actually good friends.
那这两位女士呢，她们又是因为她们是基督里面的姊妹，而且她们也是好朋友。
And they were actually both ministering in the same small group, same fellowship.
而且她们也是在同一个小组里面，同时一起服事。
And one day,
然后有一天。
One of the women announces that they got pregnant.
两个女人中，其中一个跟大家说她怀孕了。
And everyone was rejoicing, Amen.
Hey, 大家都兴高采烈的。
And the small group was like, Amen.
那小组也是大Amen.
And the prayer meeting is like Amen.
祷告会也是 Amen.
The church hears about it. Everyone's like Amen.
整个教会都在 Amen.
Everyone's amening.
大家都在阿们
except for that other woman.
除了那另外一个女人。
Initially, she couldn't even talk about it.
在一开始听到这消息的时候，这女人连无法讨论这件事情。
Because she was the only one who was unable to amen.
因为她自己本身是那一位没办法去阿们的那一个人。
She was able to share later.Much later.
时间过了很久以后，他才站出来，他才分享。
She was able to say, "I could not rejoice."
在后来的分享，他跟大家诚实说，我无法去欢庆这个。
I could not rejoice because of what she had and what I did not have.
因为他所得到是我所没有的。
She said, and it wasn't even that she had it.She got pregnant.
也不是说事情完全是因为哦，这另外这个姊妹怀了孕，她有了小孩。
Inside,
但是她说她在里面。
I didn't even just want what she had.
我已经变得根本不是说只是想要她所拥有的东西。
I didn't want her.
我连这个人我都想消灭掉。
No, I didn't even want her to be pregnant.
Oh,
yeah.
我连她都。
Kill her.
I thought she was trying to delete her.
Yeah, delete.
Yeah.
Cancel culture.
I know, cancel,
Jeez,
right? No, can you say that again? So in the,
I don't know. She even said, I wish she wasn't even pregnant. I wish she didn't even have it. It's not that I just want what she has. I didn't even want her to have it.
Oh. 所以她心里面就有那种见不得人好。根本希望说其实希望那个女的一直也是跟她一样一直不孕。
That...is what comparison leads to.
那就让你们看到互相比较得到最终的结果是什么。
When you don't know the individual,
当你不认识那个人的话，
you may want the Porsche that they have.
你可能会喜欢他们开的保时捷。
You may want the BMW, you know, I like BMWs, you know, anybody who drives a BMW, I want that BMW.
或者是 BMW.
Yeah.
因为他喜欢 BMW.
Range Rovers, I like Range Rovers.
他也喜欢 Range Rover.
Right. Love. You drive around a Range Rover. It's like, wow.
I drive a Toyota Camry.
Okay. And, right. And, but when you know someone,
但是当你假如知道一个人
and you're comparing,
那你去跟他比较
it sometimes moves even beyond that I want what they have.
有的时候不只是就会变成不只是我只想要他们所拥有的东西
It's not fair to me that they have it.
反而心里会有一种酸葡萄感觉，是说对我来讲，他们有那东西对我而言是一种不公平的事情。
I wish that they did not have that good in their life.
我甚至见不得人好，希望原本希望他们根本就没有这么好。
Envy and jealousy are deep inside the heart.
羡慕与嫉妒是在心里面最低底、最基本里面的那。
And when you have deep envy and jealousy inside, it is very hard, if almost not impossible, to rejoice over the good and God's blessing in others.
当你心里面最深处有羡慕与嫉妒的时候，其实你已经根本不可能去为了别人的喜悦而去欢欣快乐。
You may typically see that someone who has a lot of envy and jealousy inside.
通常那种心里面有羡慕与嫉妒的人呢
，is just not a rejoicing type of person.
他们就本来就他们就不是显现的像是那种很欢欣快乐的人。
Certain people are always rejoicing for the good that they see in others.
有很多人是常常看到那些好的东西，然后他们一直是欢心快乐的。
And certain people are just you never hear them rejoice over the good.
那有些人你就从来没有看到他们为了好的事情欢欣和快乐。
The very destructive nature of envy and jealousy.
羡慕与嫉妒是一种非常毁坏的一种本性。
But on the other side of this hidden envy,
那换个方面来讲
，because envy is very quiet.
羡慕与嫉妒是安静的
But on the other side, he says, love does not boast. It is not arrogant.
爱 在另外一方面来讲，爱是不自夸、不傲慢的。
Envy is very quiet.
那你像这种羡慕是一种隐性、安静的。
Boasting is not.
那他自大、傲慢。不是
Jealousy is wanting what others have.
嫉妒是一种对别人所拥有的一种渴慕的表现。
Boasting is wanting others to be jealous of what you have.
那自大呢，是去夸大要表现，希望人家想要拥有你所拥有的。
Sometimes when we think of boasting, you think of the loudest person in the room.
He talking about me.
Oh no, I was actually talking about me. But bro, if it's you, that's all good. Okay.
心虚
Okay. You and I both.
通常那种自大的人就是房间里面声音最大的人
But it's not. It's not. Because boasting comes in many volumes.
因为自大的音量其实有一很微妙的不一样。
There is boasting that is very loud.
那真正是有那种自大是那种又吵又响的那种。
But there's boasting that is very very low volume too.
但是也有那种低音量低声音的那一种。
What's going on with boasting is that you want others to think more highly of you.
通常自大、自夸、傲慢是你是期望周边的人对你的评价是高的。
You want other people to have a higher view of you.
你希望人家觉得你是高尚。
You suspect that people may not have a high enough view of you.
甚至你有可能感觉怀疑说人家对你的评价不是那么好。
So you will find ways to let them have a higher view of you.
所以你就去想尽办法，想方法让提高人家对你的评价。
It's very dangerous as well.
这是一件很危险的事情。
Because it becomes very tiring.
因为同时做这样子也是很累。
See all of these things, like what love is not, it's very tiring.
所以你们看到啊，其实这种不是与爱背道而驰的这些事情，都是让人很疲惫的事情。
It's very burdensome.
对对，很很有那种重担的感觉。
Because you're always trying to kind of prove yourself to people or let them see you in a certain way.
因为你一直都是在处于在那种努力的状态，是要对人家证明某些事情，或是让人家对你认可。
But just like the other word we talked about first, which is envy, envy.
就像是不过就像我们第一刚开始所说的这种羡慕。
The original word for boasting has both a positive and a negative effect.
就像是那个羡慕，在原文里面这个自大傲慢，其这个字呢也是可以用正面负面。
Because another sense of the word for boasting is to glory in.
因为在原文中。傲慢的另外一个正方面的想法 是在某件事情上面有荣耀。
And it's based on what you boast about.
所以这个字的用法 的正面反面就关系到你在夸什么事情。
So the question is, what do you boast about? Because boasting can be positive or negative.
对，所以夸是可以好可以坏，那就是变成你夸的内容是什么。
In Jeremiah chapter 9,
在耶利米
耶
利米书第九章。
I love this verse.
我非常喜爱这一个经
句。He says, let not the wise man boast of his what? Wisdom.
耶和华他说，智慧的人不要因他的智慧夸口。
Let not the mighty man boast in his might. Thank you.
勇士不要因他的勇力夸口。
Let not the rich man boast in his riches.
财主不要因他的财物夸口。
But let him who boasts boast in this.
让那些夸口的。让那些要夸的呢夸什么
That he understands and knows who? Me.
让他夸说他有聪明他认识我
He says if you're going to boast
所以我们的神耶和华说你要夸的话呢
Boast that you know me.
去夸我 你认识我
If you want to glory in anything,
你假如在任何上面事情上面要有荣耀
Glory that you know my heart
你去知道去让人家知道 你知道我心里要什么
Glory in that you walk with me
你与我同行在这上面
Because only those who walk with me understand me
因为只有那些与我同行的人才知道我是。
Ooh, isn't that good?
Yep.
What do you glory in today?
所以我们今天你们的荣耀是什么？
Do we glory in who we are?
我们在荣耀是我们自己是什么吗？
Or do we glory in who he is?
还是我们的荣耀是他是什么？
That's why being here to worship every week is so important.
所以这才表现出为什么每个礼拜我们来这里一起敬拜是这么重要。
Because even as we sing,
因为就当我们在
歌唱的时候 we are singing words that are giving him glory.
我们在唱的言语是在给我们的神
When we hear the word of God, we are seeing the reasons why we can glory in him. Amen?
当我们在看神的话语，在唱他的歌，我们就是在表达为什么我们把荣耀归于他。
Do you glory in how you compare yourself to others?
当你在与别人在比较的时候，你有荣耀吗？
Because I know if I'm rolling in my BMW now.
哎，假如我在开我的奔驰，哎，
宝马。I'm like, you're just driving a Toyota Corolla.
或者是那本田，哎。I don't know. Toyota.
Okay. Then
Camry, not Corolla.
Okay. All right. See? Then we glory in how we compare ourselves to others.
我们在这种比较上，我们好像就是把我们自己彰显荣耀。
But let him who boasts boast in this.
我让那些要夸口的夸这个。
That he understands and knows me.
要让他夸他聪明，他认识耶和华是谁。
He walks with me.
他与耶和华同行。
He knows my heart.
他知道耶和华的心意是什么。
We can boast in that.
我们大可。
Oh, I know.
夸口这个。
I know the heart. I know the heart of Jesus.
大可夸口，我了解耶稣基督的心意。
Love is not arrogant.
爱不是傲慢。
Love is not arrogant.
爱一点都不傲慢。
You see, boasting is one of those things that it has to come out.
所以你看啊，这种自夸，这个东西是要一种行为的表现， right?
But you know, when you've been in church long enough,
不过你只要在教会里面很久了。
We all learn how to behave.
那我们大家都懂得有礼貌。
Because you learn to not be so vocal about what's really going on inside.
因为我们知道，我们学习到了我心里面的一些事情不会表不会很明确的表现。
Because you know when people look at you different when you say what you really think, right?
因为你当然就是说，你只要真心 真话这样子吐出来，你当然不希望人家用那种眼光看。
You know, because someone sent Pastor James to go talk with you, right?
有人
or they sent Pastor Alex to go talk with you.
What?
Never mind. You learn how to behave.
那你学习到了怎么样去乖乖的就。
You learn how to not boast.
你在教会里面长久的学习到怎么不去夸口。
But see, arrogance is much more tricky.
但是傲慢是一个很微妙的事。
Because you can learn to not be boastful.
因为你知道不去自夸，这是学得来的事情。
And all cultures learn a way to appear humble.
然后每一个文化。大家都懂得怎么去谦虚。
I could even dress more humble, you know what I'm saying?
甚至你知道穿着用点花点心思也可以很谦虚。
You know, I could appear more humble.
我可以看起来很谦虚。
But what happens is inwardly I'm still arrogant.
但是你心里面是怎么样呢？心里面还是傲慢。
What is arrogance?
所以我们来讨论一下傲慢是什么。
In the English word, we have the word pride.
在英文里面有个字 pride， 这中文就是讲自尊。
And what is the middle letter in the word pride？
那在英文这个自尊这个英文字
，yes，
的正中间呢，它的那个单字是 I， 那我们中文讲就是自我。
自 ，right？ The center of the word pride is me.
自尊心的中心点就是自
己。It's all about me.
完全都是关于我自己。
When the center of your life is I,
当你的生活生命的中心点是你自己的话，
you will not have the ability to truly care for others.
那你没有能力去关心任何其他人。
When the main focus of your life is me,
当你的生命你只在乎到你自己，
you will be very challenged to love others.
当你要怎么样？当你听到说哦，你要去爱别人的话，这其实是一个很大的考验。
When I am very busy with me,
当我很忙于遵循于我自己，
there is not much room.In my heart for others,
我心里就没有余地去管别人了。
Only when I lay my life down,
只有当我把我自己生命摆下的时候，
I make room in my life to love others,
我才能在我的生命中摆出空间去为了别人。
This is piercing.
这个是一个很穿刺的一个事情。
Is it just me? I think it's just piercing for me then, because this is hitting me right home. maybe none of y'all struggle with this, but me is a big deal in my life.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. Are you saying that about me? Okay. All right. Got me too.
这对我来讲，对教牧师还有我本身都是一件非常穿刺这个事情。让我们自己有很大的感受。
And it says love is not rude.
然后呢，爱也不粗鲁。
Gosh, I need to just shut the Bible and sit down. Love is not rude.
爱不粗鲁。
Again, we learn behavior in the church. You can learn to not be rude.
再次来说，我们在教会里面学习了怎么样去有礼貌，我们学习怎么样不去粗鲁。
But the true essence of this word rude is the lack of consideration of others.
但是这个粗鲁在这个字的根本是什么意思呢？就是对别人没有任何关心。
Yeah. You see, all of these, there's like this me and others. You see that?Me and others. Me and others.
所以我们现在在讲到现在都是两个单位体，自己还有其他人。
Being inconsiderate or lacking consideration for others is expected in the world.
所以对别人漠不关心呢，在我们现在这个世界上面是一个很正常的事情，很预料中的事情。
You shouldn't be surprised anymore when you drive to the grocery store and people are rude to you.
当你去开车去买菜的时候，假如有人对你不礼貌、很粗鲁，这是很预料中的事情。
Why are you so surprised?
难道你们会觉得很惊讶吗
？Oh, someone was so rude to me at work today.
我说啊，有人在工作的时候对我是非常没礼貌。
Why are you surprised?
然后你会惊讶吗？你会觉得啊
？My boss was so inconsiderate of me.
我的老板。Inconsiderate.
完全没有体贴，
不体贴，没有怜悯心 or something.
Well, I didn't get that. Is that the word 体贴？Is that or no?
I think it works.
Okay, sorry.
It works.
My bad. I should not suggest.
我的老板不体贴我。
Right. Hey, you translate that yourself, man.
No, he changed.
Okay, he changed it. So you shouldn't be surprised.
所以你其有什么好惊讶的？
It's expected to be rude in the world.
对，就是说去粗鲁、去不体谅别人，是在这世界上是预料中。
But not in the church.
但是这不应该发生在教会里面。
Not in God's people.
这不应该在教会神的人子民之中发生。
You see, something that was happening even in Corinth, we talked about this.
所以我们之前也提到过，就是在哥林多教会里面呢。
That even as they're gathering together to celebrate the Lord's Supper, we do communion.
当他们住在一起聚餐的时候，为了主餐聚餐坐在一起的时候。
But theirs was like a whole feast. It's called the Lord's Supper feast.
他们的聚餐是非常大的，他们的是叫做主的聚餐。
We should make Lord's Supper sometimes into just a full family meal. Like let's just, I mean, not in these days right now, right? But like just full blown, right? Right, brother? Like we just want to get everybody to eat together.
We have that.
I know, but for the Lord's Supper.
Welcome.
I don't know why I came here.
范长老与刘长老常常讨论，就是我们教会应该有一个聚餐就是主的聚餐，是一个很大型的聚餐。
And that's what they did back then.
在当时的时候，那个教会他们就是这么做。
But see, in that church, people were not even waiting for each other to eat.
但是在那个教会呢，人不会等其他的人，就自己开始了。
And if you look specifically in that text, it says that those who have were humiliating those who have not.
所以你只要看圣经在讲那件事情的时候，那些吃到了那些主餐的人呢，居然还会看不起轻蔑那些没有机会吃到的那些。
There was this creation of the haves and the have-nots in the church.
所以很形成一种现象是谁有谁没有，这是很明显的那种落差。
And the people who have were acting shamelessly.
然后那些有吃到那些的人呢，就表现彰显就是很。
And I'm using the words 有和没有 ，right?、
Yeah.
People who have,、right. not just for the food. It's just kind of this whole culture in the church that became, we're the people who have. These are the people who have not.
Right. 所以他牧师所说的就是在 哥林多教会以那个聚餐的是有吃到的人与没有吃到的人，可是更大放大一步讲，就是
This is totally to be expected in the world.
那些有还有没有的那些人的这个显著差距，在这个世界上是预料中的。
But God's like, that's not love.
但神看着这个就说，这并不是爱的表现。
That's not the love that exists within God's people.
这不是神的子民中该有爱的表现。
Love does not insist on its own way.
爱不会去坚持自己的路。
Now I'm going to move a little faster. These are the other translations of love does not insist in its own way.
所以这是其他的一些对爱的一些翻译。
Other versions have said it is not self-seeking. Say self-seeking.
爱不自私。
Say 自私。说自私，
自私
，right? It does not seek its own benefit.
不谋私利。
It does not think about itself.
不为自己而想。
She never thinks of just herself. Love.
那爱呢？她从不只为自己而想。
This it's fascinating because in these verses, this is also right in the middle.
非常奇妙的是说，但是讲这个。讲这件事情呢，也是在这个经节的正中间。
It's as if in the definition of how God wants and has desires for His people to love one another, right in the middle is this issue of self-seeking.
当神在讲他的教会该如何去爱，要学习怎么爱的时候呢，在中心点就是讲到爱是不自私。
It's getting hot in here. Like I'm feeling this on me. You guys feeling this on you? Anybody? No? It's me. I'm feeling hot.
感觉很火热现在。
This is, no, I'm feeling hot because this is me.
他非常有澎湃的感觉，因为这个就是他在形容他自己一样。
This is right in the middle of what love is about.
我们现在讲的就是爱的精髓。
See, it appears as if love has a lot to do with how consumed we are with ourselves.
感觉讲起来，爱与我们自己对我们自己的关心的重要性有多少是有非常密切的关系。
And it seems to underlie every one of these pictures to help us understand love.
然后爱在这里有给你形成了很多那种图画的想象，说我们该怎么样去爱。
Biblical love, then.
圣经里面所叙述的爱。
Has something to do with how consumed we are with self.
我们的己多大，然后圣经里面所形容的爱与那个自己的己的大小有非常密切的关系。
And this is so big on me.
然后这对我来讲非常深刻。
That I believe if Jesus will give me victory in this. It will bless the whole church.
假如我的基督耶稣祝福我的话，我们所现在学习的这个会祝福我们整个教会。
Self and the love of self.
己还有你怎么多少爱自己。
Came from the beginning. It came from right when sin came in the picture.
当罪进入到人的身体里面。己就存在了。
And Jesus has reversed the curse.
然后我们的基督耶稣把这个诅咒反过来。
I'm not going to talk about the last two words. We're just going to, because it's already kind of in there. You get the idea.
但你们了解我的意思。
But what we skipped is that love is kind.
我们还没提到呢，但是爱是温柔的。
Love is patient. Love is kind.
爱是有忍耐，爱是温柔的。
But when you look at the word kind,
但是温柔，我们来看温柔这两个字。
The word for kind is not a passive kindness.
这所谓的温柔呢，不是那种很被动的温柔。
Love in that word is an active kindness. It's active.
我们所在讲的这个爱的这个字呢，其实是一个很主动的，是一个一直在运行的一个动词。
It is not complete until it is demonstrated.
我们在讲的这个爱呢，它除非被行为做出来、表现出来以后，那个爱是不完全的。
And so love, this act of kindness.Must occur with others.
所以自然而然，我们所讲的这个温柔的爱呢，它没办法形成出来。假如你不去行动表现，那没有周遭的人，你就没有办法表现。
Meaning, you do not have biblical love if you keep yourself in your own room by yourself. You with me?
Yes.换句话说，你假如把自己自限，然后独自的围立起来，你就没有办法去彰显经上所讲的爱。
Biblical love,
经上说的爱
does not exist in isolation.
无法在独自独居一人的情况下表现出来。
If you are always in isolation,
假如你一直画地与把自己围住起来，
you are unable to express biblical love.
那你就无法去彰显出我们教会在圣经上所需要你表现出来的。
Because it is active.
因为这个爱是要有行动的。
And it must be displayed.
然后要彰显出来，要有行动，也要必备彰显出来。
With others.
在别人的身上。
With others.
你要与别人把你的爱
加到别人身上。So you can't be like displaying kindness.Over
walls,
just walls. Like I love the wall. That's not love.
所以你没办法一直去彰显一个爱，然后周边没有任何人去接受。
Specifically, I want to ask you a question.
然后我想要问大家一个问题。
Because this is where it really gets real.
因为这讲到重点精髓。
Has God ever placed in your life someone who is hard to love? Okay, heads are nodding right now.
神有没有在你生命中摆上那些非常难爱的人？
Has God ever put someone in your life that is hard to love?
对对对，你生命中有没有被神摆上一些就是说那种想爱但是没办法爱的人。
Because it is much more easier to love the lovable.
可爱的人要去爱他们很简单 right?
But Jesus does not say love the lovable.
但是耶稣基督没有叫我们去爱那些可爱的人。
In fact, Jesus is almost crazy when he says love your What?
Enemies.
那
很多人往往觉得耶稣所说接下来说的话是一种很荒谬很疯狂的事。耶稣叫你去爱你的仇敌。
And when he says love your enemies, he's not saying do that in your own room.
当耶稣说叫你去爱你的仇敌，而不是叫你说你把你自己关在你的房间里面然后去爱他。
You know, that terrible boss that you have.That terrible boss.
想象一下，就是那很讨厌的那个上司。
And you're just in your room saying, "I love you."
然后你就坐在你的房间里面，然后去想象说，我爱
你。I love you.
我很爱你，但是就是很离得远远。
I love you in private.
我在私底下。
So I'm gonna quit my job because I love you so much.
然后呢，我要辞职，因为我太爱你了。
Could it be that God has put people in your life?
有没有可能神在你生命中摆上某些人？
People that are hard to love.
那些某些人是那种很难去爱的人。 那种人。
Because he's trying to teach you how to love.
因为神是想要教你怎么去学习爱。
You with me?
懂不懂？
Love must be active.
爱，然后有行动性的表现是必须的。
And love must be on display.
爱也必须要被彰显出来。
It's much easier to love in your room in isolation.
要去爱。可是在私底下 在没有人的状况下去爱，这是何等简单的事情。
Because when you are with people and you're interacting with people and you're serving with people and you're engaging with people, love becomes much harder.
为什么这么说？因为当你在 跟周遭有人的时候，一同共事，一同共同服侍，或者是聚集，在这个时候你要去爱，就变得非常难了。但是就是在那些情况下
，that God wants us to demonstrate our love，
就是神要我们彰显我们爱的时候。
You cannot demonstrate your love in your room by yourself without others。
你自己。独自在私底下的时候，你没有办法去彰显爱出来。
And you stayed there because there are some people out there that are so hard to love.
然后你独自躲在那里呢，私藏在那里，因为外面就是有那些不可爱的人。
But the reason why God wants you to come out and display that love for those who are hard to love.
那但是神为什么要叫你走出来，然后把你这些爱彰显在那些不可爱的人身上呢？
It's because that's how God shows his love to the world.
因为神对世界上，对这个世界就是这么彰显他的爱。
Because what? God demonstrates his love for us in this.
神在对世界彰显他对我们的爱是如此彰显。
That while we were still what? Sinners.
在我们人是罪人的时候，
Christ died for us.
他的独生儿子耶稣基督为我们而死。
God demonstrates.
他把神把这个爱表现出来
了。God demonstrates.
神把他的爱表现出来。
Two sinners.
在罪人身上。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
I'm going to tell you right now,
我慎重告诉你，
that the danger exists.
我们所说的这个危机是实际的。
We have been forced out of health and safety to be in isolation.
我们因为被情况所逼，为了安全，为了健康所逼，我们得处在隔离的状态下。
But we must find creative ways to move out of isolation into life within the body.
但是我们必须想办法，有那种创造性的想办法，或奇特的方法，我们来想办法走出这个隔离的这个状况呢，然后怎么去跟大家爱，互相相爱。
We must fight and pray so that the love of God would be demonstrated.
我们必须努力奋斗，然后我们也必须祷告，神的爱要怎么样如何彰显出来。
Even to the most unlovable.
甚至是对那些不可爱的人。
So that God's love may be displayed.
以至于神的爱可以在世界上被彰显出来。
Would you commit with me, church?
教会啊，你们愿不愿意与我一同来
？That we would move out of isolation.
我们从我们这独自这个隔离的这个状态下呢
，so that we may find creative ways.
我们走出来，然后找一些创新的方法呢。
To demonstrate God's love.
来表现神的爱。
Even to the most unlovable.
甚至在表现于那些不可爱的人身上。
So I won't be surprised when I get a lot of phone calls this week, right?
所以我这礼拜假如收到电话应该是很自然的。
That pastor's hard to love. Man, I got you.
那个不可爱的那个不，我该打个电话给那个不可爱的牧师一下。
Would you commit that with me, church?
你们愿不愿意与我一起同坐
？If you commit to that, would you stand?
假如你愿意与我同坐，可不可以请你们站起来
？Just make a commitment here and at home, and let's just commit.
不论是你或在这里或在家，你愿意与我一同
，and you stand before God, not for man.
然后你真正要了解，你站起来不是为了人而站，你真正是站在神的面前。
Lord, we come before you, and we are more and more aware of your great love for us.
主啊，我们站在你面前，然后我们越来越了解到你的爱是何等伟大，你对我们的爱。
And you have called us and saved us, and you're doing this redeeming work in us.
主啊，你把我们呼召起来，你把我们救赎了，然后你现在是在我们之间建造一个。
And we confess we need you, Lord Jesus.
那我们也承认主啊，我们向你承认我们需要你。
We confess that there are some parts of our inside our heart that that really, we are quite frankly.Needing to ask for forgiveness.
主啊，因为我们在这里向你需求，因为在我们心里面隐藏的一些东西是真正需要你的拯救，你的饶恕。
And we believe that you forgive.
但是我们相信你是饶恕的神。
Because you did it all on the cross for us.
因为你已经在十字架上成就。
You demonstrated your amazing love for us.
你在十字架上表现出你的大爱
so that today you say to us, you are for us and not against us.
所以你在这里你说你是为我们而生，而你不是敌对我们的神。
Oh Lord,
主啊,
we stand to commit to be a people of love.
我们站起来，我们是来这里宣告我们是为爱而活的人。
So that by your grace,
所以因着你的恩典,
we are not people more and more for ourselves.
我们越来越不为自己，不为己。
But we are more and more for others.
我们是越来越为了我们周遭的人。
We commit that before you.
我们在你面前向你承。
That our church would be a place where Christ's love is on display.
我们在你面前向你宣告，我们的教会是一个。把基督耶稣的爱彰显出来的教会。
So that everywhere the church goes,
所以不论我们这教会的每一个人在何处何地。
Into our schools,
不论在学校。
Into our workplace,
在工作场合。
Into our community,
在我们的社区内。
Christ's love would be on display.
基督耶稣的大爱是在被彰显的。
We commit this before you.
我们在你面前向你宣告。
And we pray this in Jesus' name.
我们以你的圣名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.